Moving right along, we are officially starting over here. We, like we said before, we have to pack quite a bit into the next hour. It's over here. The pens are going to be a moving Emirat Hashem. We are dedicated to finishing up this the sugya today. But obviously, if there's at any stage we're not clear, we have to ask questions, certainly you should be doing so. But we're trying to move quite a bit ahead. I'm going to ignore the fact, conveniently, that guys did not get quite as far as we would have liked them to have gotten to, and pretend you know what's going on. But at the appropriate spots, I will try to explain when it might get a little bit shaky. We didn't start yet. Last Gemara Makkos. Look it up yourself. Now, the Gemara, as you know, over here on Gimel Amud Beis, just jumping toward to the very end of the Gemara right now, because again, the Gemaras themselves, you work themselves out. The Gemara points out in its Maskana that there are two different lashonos of Tanoi that the person might be making to try to circumvent the mitzvah of Shemitah Saf, and one of them being legitimate and one of them being not legitimate. And the basic question I'm going to try to be focused on this morning is what exactly the difference between these two lashonos actually is, and how to explain the legitimacy of such a Tanai or not. So for example, the Gemara points out, just to read the words inside, and again make sure we're on the same page over here, a menashel tishmetaini bashviyat, if a person makes a condition, we're reading from the second of the wide lines, the person makes a Tanai, a menas, that you not be meshamnik during shviyat, Ein Shviyas Misham Tas, so then you're right, so Shviyas is not Mishamit. In other words, the Shemitah does not cancel out the loan. That's the legitimate one. But if you say Amanash Lo Tishmetaini Shviyas, if you say I'm lending you the money Amanash, that Shemitah did not cancel the loan, Shviyas Misham Tas, so then Shviyas, in fact, does cancel out over his loan. Now Rashi points out in the second half of that longish Rashi, Hachanami, Im Omer Lo Lovet. If the lover was to say, Halveini, lend me the money, Amanashal Tishmetaini Atta Bishviyat, or the Mashal points out, if you notice on the side, the Malva is lending the money, saying, I'm lending you the money, but it's Almanat, then you not cancel the loan. In other words, I understand that what the rules are, but I'm asking you, Almanat, then you not cancel it out. So Tanai, who's that? So that's a Tanai, that's a condition that you're making between me and you. And even though you made a Tanai against what it says in the Torah, to know Kayim, such a Tanai can be Kayim, such a Tanai can be legitimate. But if you use a Lasha, I'm lending you the money on the condition that Shviyas not cancel a loan. It's not a personal request that you shouldn't cancel a loan. Then we say no. That doesn't work. Hashviyas ain't a mesura biyado lahasno shlote shviyas mishametes. Shviyas is not in your hand. It's not your thing that you have the right to create the rules. You want to say that shviyas isn't going to be mishamet. That you can't do. The figach ain't can tonight. So therefore, the very tonight is not legitimate. How can you come and make a tonight to change the rules of the mitzvah? That you can't do. Shviyas exists. That you can't play with. You want to say that you don't want it to apply between you and the other guy, you don't want it to work between you and him, but we know what the rules are, etc. That's already a different thing. That's what Rashi calls in the first example. That's a Tanai who's there. That's a legitimate Tanai. You can stipulate between the two of you that you don't want to cancel out the loan. I'm asking you, despite our knowledge of the rules, that I want you to pay me back anyway. Fine, that's already going to be legitimate. Now, as you know, Tosas over here, for a technical reason, takes issue a little bit with the way Rashi is going to be learning the flow of the Gemara, but that's, again, I really, in all honesty, don't yell and groan about this. I wanted you to see just the shame, the shlemus of the sugi over here. There is a glaring problem in the way Rashi understands the comparison between the Tanayim of Onah versus the Tanayim of Shviyas, that Tosas happens to point out. That is not really the Iker subject of our discussion over here, so we're going to be leaving that out for right now, but I do want to jump into the Rambam, okay? Where the Rambam over here is going to, we're coming back to the Rashi and the Truth of Magic for that matter a bit in the Tosas also, but we have to do it derech an issue that we're going to first be speaking out within the Rambam, and then we're going to come back to the Rashi sheet in a couple of minutes, possibly in a while actually. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel the following, okay? What we're going to be trying to do it first within this Rambam is to come to an understanding of the dynamic of how exactly this Tanai works. What is that and what do I mean by that? It's very clear in Rashi, and this is really the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that if you try to make a Tanai against the rules of the Torah, you're trying to play with the halachos, that that's not going to be legitimate. Right? Rashi's famous, beautiful quote over here is, Eina mesura biyado. That's not up to you to alter the rules of the Torah. The Torah says what you got to do. You can't play with that. If you want to say you don't want it to apply, etc., that might be legitimate. But that might be legitimate. The question still remains, though, over here, is why is that legitimate? In other words, Rashi nor the Gemara over here actually explains to you why a person might have a right to be makabel on a Tanai to do something that the Torah doesn't expect that it's going to happen. But now that's what we're going to try to be ma'ayin into a little bit of you right now. Why is the person allowed to do this? What is the head there? Again, knowing that you can't go against the rules of the Torah, why am I allowed to be playing games over here? How does such a Tanai actually work? And we're going to see a number of machlokas in both amongst Rishonim, amongst Achronim, and we're going to try to tie a lot of the issues that we're going to be focusing on today together. The Rambam writes as follows. So we'll read the Rambam inside. Malvis chaveiro, you lend a person money, v'hisni mo shelo tishmetenu shviyas, and you make a condition with him that shviyas is not going to be mishami. Hareza nishmat, the loan is nishmat, the loan is forgone, it's canceled out anyway. She'ena yachal avatel din hashviyas. Basically similar to Rashi, you don't have the ability to cancel the rule of shviyas. If the Tanai is, Shemitah doesn't cancel. Sorry, Charlie, Shemitah does cancel. You can't do nothing about that. Now, here's where the Rambam now gives a perush, though, in the Gemara. And again, way beyond what Rashi writes in his commentary over here on our Omer. Hisni moshalu yashmit hu chov zeh. But if you make it tonight that I don't want you, or I don't want him to cancel the loan, the afilu b'shviyas, even though it's going to be shviyas. In other words, what you're saying to the guy is, yeah, I know it's shviyas. We know what's happening over here. I don't want you to cancel the loan. To know, Kayim, that's legitimate, explains the Rambam, shekol tenai shebamamon Kayim. Any stipulation that you make in a monetary matter similar to this is going to last. V'nim sezeh chiyev atzma b'mamon shelo chivaso Torah. It turns out, basically, that this person is obligating himself in money that the Torah is not obligating him to pay. Shu chayiv, and you're chayiv to pay for that. Now, it's very clear in the Rambam that last line is something important. Right? It turns out that this guy is mechayiv himself, something at the Torah is a mechayiv him, he's chayiv to pay for that. The Shemitah is not going to matter. What's not clear in the Rambam is what exactly his intention is. What does he mean by that line? Yeah. The players are the opposite, though. In other words, the malva has the obligation to be mishamate the loan.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, the malva's job is to say, I'm not collecting.
What was going to malva, please don't be mishamate
the loan. The loan wants the loan to be canceled. Better for him. The point is, the malva is coming and saying, I'm lending you money. Borrower, lender. You got a guy who borrows money, that we call a lover.
Right.
They got a guy who's lending the money, that we call a malver.
The
lover, the borrower, would like Schmidt to cancel his debt. That's good for him. I don't got
to
pay back.
Huh?
I'm making a Tanai with you that I want there to be a deal that we, between me and you, are not going to have Shemitah cancel this load.
Right.
In other words, we're making a deal that I am going to come to you afterwards and collect the money from you.
Exactly, and they're happy to do that because if they know slowly actually who holds that you bring back to him, that who, that the borrower won't be the shani of the loan. That the borrower has a collapse in the shani of the loan. How about the guy?
It's not what the words mean.
It's an evil shuri actually who goes there. The lender is being asked with the borrower, and the borrower should be mishami the loan.
So the lender is the one who is mishami. I'm making it tonight that he, meaning the lender, the malve, is not going to be mishami. I'm lending you money, but I want you to understand that I'm coming to get you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'm bad with numbers and money, but I would very seriously recommend you not borrowing money in the near future. So you get this worked out. Okay? The lender is the only one who has the mitzvah of shmita stuffin.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Sort of. Okay, now, we're going to see right now, musician, we're going to start to develop a couple of chidushim, both about the shmita and, of course, about the concepts of the tanaim that we're learning over here like this. The Ktzos HaChoshen is a very important parish on this Rambam that we're going to see later on. The Pesosef is cholik very, very strongly on, very clearly on. There's going to be a massive machlokas here between the two before you even get back into the sheet of Rashi, but we're starting now off with a Ktzos, just to understand where we're going. The Ktzos writes as follows. What's the chiddush of this Rambam? The Nira, again, we've got to do it inside because we're going to be jumping into things that I'm not sure if you saw already once you were in terms of the svaras that are here. It appears to me. It appears to me, since everyone agrees that if you make a condition, Shemitah will not cancel the loan, that doesn't work. There'll be Masna Mashakosu Batorah. As you're making it tonight, you're against what the Torah says the realities are. Kevin the Hisna ala Shemitah Gufa. Since you made it tonight about the Shemitah itself, it's like we pointed out in Rashi, it's not up to you. You're not the Bailam over the Shemitah to be changing the rule. That doesn't work. Ela Ba'omer Amenashalo Yeshame Tu Chov Zeb. But if you make a condition, I'm lending you the money on the condition that I am not going to be mishami. Mahani tanoi, that condition works. The koi ala lova, because basically that condition is going on the lova. Kamosha kasa ramashol ramasif test. Meaning to say, what's the condition? When I come and say, again, this is when the Ksos is adding his taters. When I come along and say, let's make a condition that I am not being mishami the loan, what essential am I asking that person to do? Huh? But by saying, I'm not going to be mishami, I'm making a request. I want you to be mechayiv yourself to pay. But listen carefully how he phrases this now. Nims the shechiyev atzma mamma shalochi vasa torah shehu chayiv. Okay, quote from the Rambam. Says the Ksos, kevin de tenai ze lo nechta betoch hashtar. Since that tenai is not written into the shtar, this is not something that's essential to the loan. El about peh hevi atzonai. This is a condition outside that we're agreeing with ourselves. In kate eino elakim mischayev al peh lefroa acher hashviyas. All I'm doing is making a verbal obligation, but an obligation nonetheless. I'm going to pay you a sum of money after the shviyas. I'm going to pay you back money after shviyas. Okay. What's the Ksosish Pshat in the Rambam? Why, according to the Ksos HaChoshen, does the Rambam hold that the Love is going to have to pay back?
Because they made a side deal.
Huh?
They made a side deal. He made a
side agreement. Deal of what?
He made an agreement
that
the person who borrowed, that he would pay him back on the what? That's the only way the loan would be cow.
Why am I paying him back? I want you to get the Svara. Huh?
Because I agreed I would do so.
I agreed I would do so, as opposed to paying back because...
Because I said that that's doesn't allow me to do it.
Because of the
shtar.
Maybe it's because of the shtar, then the shmita is not.
What do you mean the shtar?
By the...
Use a different word. You don't mean the shtar. You mean... Huh? Okay, very, very important. Okay, very important. Shkala burning and Nisan. You're in the right direction with that one. Very, very important here. You want to elaborate then, Shlomo? Okay. Very, very important chiddush in the Ktzos. We have over here what I would have called a two-stage process. Okay? Stage number one is that the way the Ksos is understanding in the Rambam, and I think you'll agree with me as you hear the way I'm going to break this down over here, is that basically there's nothing you can do about this. Shemitah is going to be canceling the loan. The loan is canceled, period. I do not owe him money because I borrowed money from him. That chiyuv, meaning the chiyuv of the halva, has been canceled by the Shemitah. The only reason why I owe this person money is because, not because of that I borrowed money from him, because I was mechayev myself balpeh, unrelated to the loan. That's what Nitzan meant before he spoke it. It wasn't in the shtar. That's what the Ksos means by that line. This is not the loan over here in the slightest bit. Unrelated to that, I was mechayev myself to pay the person back. And a chiyuv, this is the next important chiddush now in the Ksos, a chiyuv that I accepted upon myself, not related to a loan, is not going to be canceled by Shemitah. In other words, okay, to use a phrase we're going to be using over and over again right now, Shemitah, according to the way the Ksos is explaining the Rambam, Shemitah cancels loans, Shemitah does not cancel debt. The chiyuvim that I have are not necessarily canceled by Shemitah. I can owe money to people after the Shemitah year. Shemitah will cancel a debt that I have, a loan, but if I'm a chayev myself to pay back the person a sum of money on my own, Shemitah is not going to come along and cancel that. So be'etzim, the way the Ksos is understanding over here, is that you don't have any right to make tanoim in the slightest bit about the Shemitah. There's nothing in your hands to be doing, period. The only kunst, the only trick that works out over here is that if you are accepting upon yourself an outside obligation, so you're right, Shemitah is not going to cancel that. But that's a din, just to phrase it like this, within Hilchos Shemitah, not a halacha within the halachos of Tanayim. This is not based on your stipulation. This is not a loophole. Because of your Tanai, you have the ability to get out, that the Malvah still has the ability to come and collect the loan. Not true in the slightest bit. All we have is a Chiddush and Hilchos Shemitah. Shemitah cancels loans, doesn't cancel debt. What defines a debt as opposed to a loan? Very, very simple question, very simple answer. A loan, okay, in case we're not familiar with this, but let's get it down pat, is when I borrow something called money from somebody else. I tell Shlomo, can I borrow money? And I take your money, okay? You're laughing, but it's important to understand, because it's going to come up within a machlokas over here. Why do I have to pay you the money back that I just borrowed? Why? Huh? I owe because... because I bought it. In other words, when I take something of yours, right? The Torah, the truth of the matter is that the Chiddush in the Torah also Prius Bal Chov Mitzvah. When I borrow money from somebody else, the Torah obligates me. I took your money, I have to reimburse. I have to pay that back. That's called a loan. A debt, on the other hand, could be incurred for a lot of different reasons. For example, a debt we have over here, right? One simple example. I'm a chayyeh myself. Random, nothing to do with the fact that I took something from you. I, for some strange reason, a fit of insanity, come along, you know what, Shlomo's a nice guy, I'm obligating myself to give him $100. Right. Why? I don't know, but I did, right? Credit, we're going to see in just a minute, store credit. I took something from a store, okay, an Israeli phenomenon, I took something from a store, would that take, no?
Why not?
Because it's a business deal, a loan is a loan. When I buy something from a store, he's not lending me a loaf of bread. Because he's not. You don't. Doesn't matter. The dynamic in a store is that I am buying the bread from you. But I'm buying the bread on credit. I'm taking it out without paying you. I'll pay you the money later. That's a debt, it's not a loan.
But doesn't it work that the one guy owes money, the other guy runs debt to pay back the money?
When you have a halva, when you have a loan, that's true. When you're dealing with a financial arrangement that's not in the form of a loan,
that's
not
law.
What
would that be then?
What would what be?
A financial arrangement not in the form of a loan.
I just gave you two examples.
With the bread. But isn't that still a loan?
No.
Can you explain that why that's not a loan?
Okay, economics 101 over here. Why is it not a loan? Okay? I am not borrowing a loaf of bread from the guy. I'm not borrowing money from the person. I am buying something from someone. I go to a store. That's true. That's why it is a debt that I owe. I owe him money for the bread that I have just bought. called credit. Okay? But I'm not borrowing any sum of money from the guy. I bought something. Huh?
Did he loan you a loaf of bread, though?
No, he did not. These are ABCs of like life. Huh? A credit card. Right? Okay? Now, this chiddush that the Ketos HaChoshen has over here, but we got to move quite a bit over here. This chiddush that the Ketos has, that Shemitah will cancel a loan, but will not cancel a debt. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. Okay, is in and of, this is a footnote, but an important footnote. In and of itself, a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. Is that true, that Shemitah is only going to cancel a loan, but not cancel a debt? For example, if we have over here Tosis and Ksubis. Okay, the Tosis here discusses the following halacha. Okay, I tried to give you a quick English background. Let me say it outside. Hopefully it'll help a little bit more than the little sentences that you have before the Tosis. The Gemara has a discussion over here about something called the Tanai Ksuba. What the Tanai Ksuba means basically is, again, this is a very dumbed down version of a long, complicated discussion in many places in Mesech Ksubas, are extras that I am adding on to a Ksuba that are not part of the basic obligation that the husband has to his wife. Classically, the husband who gets married owes his wife on the event of divorce or death, he owes his wife 200 zuz, or a sum of 200 zuz that have to be paid off. And then within that, the Chazal, many times Chazal obligated other additional things that are part of a ksuba arrangement, that are part of a marriage arrangement. Other times a husband could add additional money onto the amount of money that he owes for the ksuba. I can say, I'm going to pay you millions of dollars if I want for the ksuba. The Gemara has a line that the Tanai ksuba, things that you stipulated in the ksuba, have the same halachos as the main primary ikar part of the ksuba as well. And the Gemara has a list of halachos where that actually matters. Who cares that it has the same status of a ksuba? One of the things that the Gemara says, and that's the first word of the Tosis, is Ula Shviyas. The same way Shemitah will not cancel a ksuba debt. Let's say the person got divorced, okay? But before the Shemitah, it hasn't yet paid off the ksuba. After Shemitah, the wife still has the right to collect that money. The same thing is true of the Tanai Ksuba, all the additional things that the husband was mechayv, he still has to pay even though Shemitah had rolled along. Tosis over here is bothered, and you have to follow this because it's a little bit fine-tuned, bothered by that comment, okay? Again, shooting low, dumbing down, in name of the day, let's try to explain what that means. What's Tosis going to be bothered by? The Gemara seems to be saying that the only reason why the husband owes the Tanai Ksuba money to his wife after Shemitah is because of a chiddush that the Tanai Ksuba is the same as the Ksuba. Is there anyone who doesn't offend who I imagine has no idea what I'm talking about right now before we move on? No? Good. Okay, I was expecting Adam to say that, but we'll get shocked. But let's explain one more time. And the din in that side of the room. Okay, loans, soup, it's all tricky now. What that means is follows. The rule is going to be extra money that the husband is mechayiv himself to pay in the ksuba, that he is not technically, that is not standard, that not everyone has to pay. Things that he himself was mechayiv to pay as part of the ksuba, okay? The Gemara has a chiddush, that because, okay, I'm rephrasing this, but this is on behalf of everybody right now, okay, because this is part of what we were about to be saying anyway. Because there's a concept that the Tanai ksuba has the same status as the regular ksuba, okay, because of that rule, when Shemitah comes along, well, let me rephrase that, despite the fact that Shemitah came along and passed, the husband still has to pay that money. Why does he have to pay that money? Because we equate the extras with the ikur of the ksuba. Okay? Implication being, back to everyone over here, implication being that, had that not been true, then what would have been the fate of all that extra money after Shemitah? Would have been canceled, okay? Tosis now is bothered by it. Let's jump into the middle of a Tosis here. Tema, let's see. So that's exactly what we're going to be discussing now. Tema, Tosis, I'm bothered by this Gemara. The Besof Mesech HaShviyas, at the end of Mesech HaShviyas, in the 10th parent, plegi, there's an argument. The Akafas Chanos Uvischar Sachir. The Mishnah has a rule. Hakafas chanos and schar sachir. Hakafas chanos means store credit. Hakafas means credit from a store. Schar socher means a salary that I have to pay to a worker. Okay? Those are both things that lachora sound like debts that have to be paid, not loans that were taken out. Okay? And there's a machlokus over there as follows. There's one opinion that says Shemitah doesn't cancel those things. I owe you, listen carefully, I'm going to phrase this right now. I owe you money because I took the loaf of bread on store credit, okay? Or I owe you money because you painted my house and I haven't yet paid you for the painting job. One opinion says Shemitah doesn't cancel, you still have to pay. Rabbi Yossi happens to argue, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, no? Rabbi Yossi happens to argue and says, no, that's not true. Kol melacha sheposekes b'shvias mishametes. Rabbi Yossi says, any kind of work that you really weren't supposed to be being done on Shemitah, Shemitah will be mishamet, even though the guy might be a worker, etc. Shemitah will cancel that money. Again, it doesn't really matter so much for us right now. We don't really hold like that shita. Tosis points out that the day nicha, according to him, and let's just point out what Tosis is driving at with this over here. Rabbi Yossi basically says that money that's owed as a debt to a worker, okay, could be canceled during Shemitah. So says Tosis, according to him, I understand the special thing about the ksuba. Hu adin the mishamet to kafis chanus. According to him, even debts like store credit could be canceled on Shemitah. The kol mili, or any other thing that you owed, afidu delav halva, even if it's not a debt, even though it's not a loan, the Yossi Shita is, things other than loans are also canceled during Shemitah also. And he lived the Tosefes Kiksuba, and if not for the fact that there was a rule that the extras were just like the Ksuba, Heavy Meshamet, Shemitah would have canceled. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, again, for our purposes right now, what Tosefta is saying is, Shemitah cancels debts as well as loans. Aval Rabbanan de Islahu de'ein Meshamet ela milva. But according to the Rabbanan, that's the first opinion that says, Shemitah only canceled loans. That's why, according to them, store credit, you still have to pay things bought on credit. Money owed to workers, you still have to pay after Shemitah. So according to them, im kein afilu im ein atosefes kiksuba eino meshame the lav halvohi. So Tosefta here has a big problem. I don't understand why the Gemara has to dream up this special rule. Since the extras on the ksuba, just like the ksuba, then you still owe the money anyway. Of course, you owe the money after Shemitah for the ksuba, because the ksuba is not a loan. I didn't lend the woman any money. It's a debt. I obligate myself to pay the ksuba. So Tosa says, I can't understand for the life of me why the Gemara needs a special rule about an exemption for Shemitah. You want to know why you still have to pay the ksuba and all the extras after Shemitah? What's the reason why? Because it's not a loan. And Tosis over here, I didn't give you the explanation of Tosis because it's not relevant to that topic. Tosis comes up with a technical way to get around this problem, but the yesod, the sheet of Tosis is very, very clear. Tosis feels over here unequivocally, Shemitah only cancels loans, it doesn't cancel debt. And that's seen, according to Tosis, from the halacha that's going to be known from now on as Hakafas Hechanus. Why is store credit not going to be canceled during Shemitah? Because it's a debt, not a loan. Now, so according to Tosis, we understand the Tosis explanation of the Rambam. The way he's explaining is, you'll be mechayiv yourself something additional, not part of the loan. Okay, Shemitah doesn't cancel it. If you look in the Shita Mekubetz over there, in that same Gemara and Ksuvah, the Shita has a totally different explanation, a totally different opinion than the Tosis. The Shita quotes in the Ri Migash. Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi Ibn Migash says like this, Ula Shviyah. The Gemara says that one of the Chidushim in the idea that the Tanai Ksuvah is like the Ksuvah is Shemitah. Okay, Yesh Lefarish. What I'll explain that means is like this: Ubishviyas. When it says Shemitah doesn't affect the Tanai Ksuba, listen carefully. Shimlo Pugma Vizakfa. If the girl did not detract and be owed the money, okay, that was a translation of those two words over there, meaning to say as follows. Okay, let me explain a little bit of the background, some halachas of a Ksuba. Let's say the woman gets divorced, okay, or the husband dies, it doesn't matter where. The ksuba money is now automatically owed to her. She has a shtar in her hand or a debt that's owed X amount of money. Okay? That's again, I could call it a debt, not a loan. What happens if the woman comes along and says as follows, you know what? You owe me a lot of money. I need right now $1,000. I want to take $1,000 out of Iksuba. That's called being pogame. She's detracting some of the money. She's taking some of the money by right now. And essentially what she's doing is beginning the payment process of the Iksuba. And by taking some of the money right now, what essentially is happening is that the money is being changed from Ksuba money to money owed, to a loan, basically. I'm taking some, I'm not taking all, but now you owe me, I'm beginning the process. Now listen to what the Rimi Gashna said. Huh? To a loan. Listen to the next couple of lines now. Kishem she'ena mishameta ta'ika. Now the same way that Shemitah is not going to be mishami, the ikar of the Ksuba, Kach eina mishametis atosefes, so too, it's not going to be mishamet, the additional. And again, that means in a case where she has not yet begun to collect. Shelo tomar, don't say, ha'ikur hu she'eina mishametis afishu hu ma'isa bezim. The main part of the ksuba is not going to be canceled. Why not? Because that's an obligation that a bezim is mechayev everyone. But the extras, kevin she'eino ma'isa bezin, since it's not something that's done by a bezin, that's a universal obligation, because after all, he doesn't even have to pay that according to the letter of the law. Elohu kaspo al atzmo, it's something that he accepted upon himself. So l'shamei kishar kol achovin sheba'olam, that should be canceled by Shemitah, just like any other debt in the world. So Kamash Malon, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Kaven the Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba Dami, since we have a special rule that the Tanai, the extras, are like Kiksuba, heavy like Ki'ikr Ve'enam Hashemetis, is looked at as the main part and is not going to be canceled. But this Rimi Gash has very clearly, black on white, told you, okay, you have to be relatively brain dead not to have seen this over here, that he's arguing on that Tosis. The Rimi Gash has a line, Shemitah is Meshamet. What's the quote that I'm going to be focusing on now, the last line of the Rimi Gash? Kishar kol achovin shebaola. Shemitah should cancel the extras, even though you obligated yourself to pay those, just like Shemitah cancels any other debt owed in the world. Okay? In other words, the Rimi Gash has a sheet over here that, and again, we would have to now go into a little bit more the concept of the Akafas Achanus. Why is money that was borrowed, things that are bought on credit, why is that not going to be Meshamek? That we're not going to be dealing with right now, okay? Because it's beyond, we're not really learning all the details and intricacies of Shemitah's Ksafim. But it's clear, according to the Rimi Gash, that Shemitah cancels debt, not only loans, okay? That being the case, of course, we would want to try to understand a little bit more what the Pshat and our Rambam would be. In other words, let me rephrase what we're saying over here like this. It could be that the Rambam holds like the Shita of the Tosis. You're right, Shemitah cancels only loans, Shemitah doesn't cancel debt. That's a definite possibility. We don't know for sure that that's what the Rambam holds, okay? We also know that there's at least one Shita in the Rishonim, that of the Rimi Gash, who doesn't agree with that Yisod that the Ksos says. Now let me make something clear. The Ksos HaKosha in that piece, if you look it up inside, does not go into this machlokis between the Tosis and the Rimi Gash. The Ksos is saying a Chiddush that he had thought of. Shemitah cancels loans, it doesn't cancel the debts. We're pointing out right now that not everyone agrees with that idea that the Ksos is. The Rimi Gash and the Shita Mekubetz is Nun Hei Ovi and Tosis doesn't agree with that. Now that might be the case. It might be the case that the Rambam also might not hold it, especially in light of the fact that we're going to see right now another reading, another understanding of what the Shita of the Rambam actually is. Fine, we'll take the questions. There's a lot of them. Otherwise, we got to go. Yeah. But again, but what does he mean by that? What he's saying is, because it's a chayvus, Had there not been Shemitah, you wouldn't have to pay.
Right.
But because it's Shemitah, we're going to cancel that Itzaivah.
Right, so that's just the opposite of the
code. That's what we just said, right. That's what we're trying to bring out. In other words, you see clearly that the Rimi Gash is not agreeing with that understanding of Iksos.
Right,
now, we pointed out that...
That's not the same thing as...
That's exactly what we're saying. Well, what's a Hischaivus? A Hischaivus is an example of a debt, not a loan. Right?
Yeah.
There, again, it could be that Rambam agrees with Tosfos Shita, right? It's not Mukhrach either way, but we're about to see that there definitely are anyway other ways of understanding the Rambam. Yeah?
Why can't just answer that the Gemara... Kiddush of that has to be part of the ksuba itself. That's more than after meaning that it's not canceled by Shvius. Why can't you say that the Kiddush going to Yossi? Why are we coming?
So look there in the Tosfos. Very good. Take a look in the Tosfos. So there's technical things the Tosfos does that's involved with it. Get very sharp. Yeah.
The
pashtas, it's a very interesting idea. The pashtas, though, is that since we're going to assume that a loan, okay, is to create a loan as opposed to anything else, there has to be some kind of money that's transferred back and forth, which is not happening. Now, the Shemitah is very clear coming and saying, no, you don't owe the money anymore. You're not paying him the money back. That's exactly what we're saying is not being canceled. It can be canceled by Shemitah according to the Rimi Gash.
Yeah, thanks. So therefore, you couldn't do that.
Which you don't owe.
Huh? According to Rimi Gash, any debt is canceled, right?
Huh?
We just said like how Rimi Gash.
According to Rimi Gash, any debt is going to be canceled,
well,
right?
I don't want to say that once creating a new Chayos of a debt as soon as Shemitah is over, even though it was able for Shemitah.
Because that was canceled.
What?
Because that was canceled. When am I even creating a new Chayos?
The guy is agreeing to create a whole new Chayos, even when the.
As soon as the debt is canceled, I'll be mechayev myself to owe you money in a year from now, something like that. Well, I'm just using it as an example. Whatever it is, I'll be mechayev myself to owe you money in a year. In other words, it's not a chayvos for now that Shemitah is not canceling. But the Yitzchayvus for later on. Is that possible? That's what the Rambam is saying over here. Shekol tani v'mon ka. Even if it's achi v'atzim v'mamon shalom chivaso Torah. Interesting, I have to think about that. That's an interesting point. As a positive, I'm Yitzchayv myself now for later. I'm not sure if that... What was that? Because you're saying that I don't owe anything now. In other words, I'm not accepting upon myself to pay you anything. What I'm saying is that next January, well, I'm just making up terms over here, I will owe you money. Today I don't owe you money, so there's nothing maybe should push me to the cancel. That also gets into the sugya, which I think on a technical problem over here that we just learned before in Amav Chaveru the Eser Shanim, right? Which you were passing before, you have a right to collect on, right? Have a right to collect. So we have to think about that a little more. That's a very, very interesting point. You take a look in the Beis Yosef over here. Again, we're running late and we barely started here. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, write this file. We all read it, but I'm not sure if we picked up on the important ideas, unless anyone wants to volunteer. Which is the line of the Beis Yosef that we're going to be jumping on, underlining, bolding, putting lights around over here, and getting excited about?
Levatim
Omen Shizif Tolo Torah. Very good. Actually, very, very on the ball. What's the excitement about that line?
You're saying that...
Okay, let's take a look in the Rambam very, very quickly, okay? And the Beis Yosef. The first three lines we quote the Rambam, we all know the Rambam over here. Mashma mi devarav, okay, picking from the second line from the bottom. It's mashma, it's employed in the Rambam's words. Shemutar lahasnos kain, You're allowed, it's mutter, nothing wrong with making such a deal, okay, that I'm going to pay you back. Should be yodo, because it's in your hand, levater mamon shezich delo Torah. It's in my hand to be mevater. How would you translate be mevater in English?
To give up.
Huh? To give up, okay, to relinquish, very good. To give up money that the Torah is being mezakeh me. In other words, in simple English, I have the right to say, I know the Torah allows me not to pay him back. The Torah is giving me that money because Shemitah really cancels it. But I have the right to say, but I want to pay him back anyway. Okay? He adds, the low kid of Rashi shekosev she'ovar a mashekosev a Torah. That's not like Rashi, where the Beis Yosef here has a different gears than our Rashi, where according to Rashi, you're not really supposed to have made such a condition. It might be binding, but you're still violating the rule. I point out maybe even Rashi doesn't quite mean exactly what it sounds like. He's saying it again. We certainly don't even have that girsa within the Rashi. Now, why is the Beis Yosef and how is the Beis Yosef saying it differently than the Ksos HaChoshim? Okay, how is he saying differently than the Ksos? The idea is basically like this. Why am I paying, a simple question, why am I paying the person back according to the way the Beis Yosef sees the Rambam? Why am I paying the money after the Shemitah? Huh? Because I wanted to, but based on what force? In other words, what halakhic chiyuv is coming being mechayiv me to pay him that money?
Nothing. You're alpeh. You were mechayiv self alpeh.
Absolutely not. What does the Beis Yosef tell me over here? I have the right to be mevater on something that the Torah would have allowed me to have kept. In other words, what does that mean? The Torah comes along and says, go the whole sentence. The Torah comes along and says, Shemitah is Meshame. The net result of that would have been, I don't owe you any money because of the loan, because of the money that I borrowed. The Torah says you borrowed money, you don't have to pay it back. I have the right, as the Beis Yosef says, to be Mevatia. What does that mean? To say, I know the Torah says I don't have to pay you back for that, for this particular loan. I borrowed money, I don't have to pay you back. I have the right to come along and say, but I want to do it anyway. In other words, why am I paying you back? Because I borrowed money from you. I borrowed money. The Torah says I don't have to pay you the money back that I borrowed. I'm coming along and saying, I want to pay you anyway. That means, why am I paying you once again? Because I borrowed money. In other words, over here, what the Beis Yosef basically just said is like this. Okay? You have the right, in essence, to alter, to change, right, the dinam of the Torah. The Torah says you don't owe the money because Shemitah cancels. You have a right when it comes to dinei mamnas to come along and say, that's very, very nice, but I want to do it anyway. The Torah says the loans are canceled. I want the loan not to be canceled. Very, very simple. In other words, there's no two-stage process. It's canceled, but there's a hischaivus, and I'm going to go and pay it back based on the new hischaivus. Absolutely not. I have the ability. That's a schus that the Torah comes on and gives me. There's a din that's being made for your benefit, right? Meaning to say, Shemitah is going to cancel the loans. You don't have to pay back. You want to say you don't want to take advantage of that benefit that the Torah is giving you? Very, very nice. Like, no problem with that whatsoever. You have the right to do such a thing. In other words, what the Beis Yosef seems to have said over here, which is obviously a chiddush in its own right, as we used the expression before, a chiddush in the halachos of tanoim, of conditions that are allowed to be made. You have the right to stipulate between yourselves over here that you're not going to follow the rule that the Torah gave. Now, it's true that if you want to come along, and the Rambam, everyone agrees with this, if you want to come along and say, we're making a condition, Shemitah is not Meshameh. Like, that doesn't work. Shemitah is Meshameh. You can't lie. The Torah says Shemitah is Meshameh. You don't have the ability to say no. What do you have the right to say?
In this case.
That I'm deciding that right now, over here, I'm going to pay you back. I'm not sure to Shishmetani. Shemitah is going to come along. I want to make a deal that you're going to pay me back. Anyway, if you agree, fine. So what in the world is the big deal? Hold off for a couple of minutes. Let's just try to flesh out what the issue is over here that we're doing. The Beis Yosef's Chiddush But the person, through the medium of a tanai, has the ability to actually change around what the halachos are over here in terms of dini mamonos, seems to be a very important machlokes between the Ramban and a Rash that I'm going to try to jump into right now. Be aware, okay, very, very quick background. I didn't give it to you. I was sort of hoping and assuming that you figured this out as you're reading through the Rash and the Ramban. Did anyone get through this Ramban and the Rash, by the way, before we start to talk about it? Absolutely nobody. Okay, that means we're doing it inside, but we're gonna plow through quickly. There's a discussion in the Gemara over there in Bava Basra Kuf Chavav, also in Ksuvah Saf Nunvav, also in other places in Shas. It says as follows. Okay, through the matter that comes up in Makos. Also, we're gonna have a little bit later on a very, very, very famous machlokas amongst Tanoim that says like this. We have this discussion, and let's assume for a second that a person does not have the right to be masna al mashakasa b'Torah. Okay, that's a running machlokas in the Shas. Can he be masna al mashakasa b'Torah or not? That in of itself is a machlokas. Let's assume for a second that masna al mashakasa b'Torah t'no batel. Okay, like the Gemara wanted to suggest over here. Doesn't work. There's a further machlokas, though, about what's called a dover shibba mamon. When you have tanoim in monetary matters that you're going against the Torah on, or making a tanai to change the halacha, is the tanai kayim or not? So, for example, the particular example we're going to be discussing over here is like this. A person gets married, okay? And when a person gets married, that brings in a couple of basic d'oraisa Torah obligations that are called she'er, ksus, va'ona. Okay? What that means is, again, a slight machlokas, and we're showing what these three things are, which is the simple pshat. A person is obligated in she'er, he is obligated to pay his wife's parnasa, he has to support her, she has to have food and be taken care of. Ksus, clothing has to be given to the wife. Ona means the basic level of marital relations, the physical relationship that has to be there between the husband and wife. And there again, there are halachas that govern how often they have to be together, etc. Okay? They get married and they make a tanai under the chuppah. I'm giving you the ring, but we're making a tanai. She'ein loch alai she'er k'sus v'ona. These obligations aren't going to apply. Okay? Masna mashikaz b'Torah doesn't work. One opinion, the Gemara that of Rabbi Yehuda says, no. B'dover sheba mamod, on the monetary things, to know kind that the tanai in fact is going to be binding. So whereas, in terms of the owner, the physical relations, there already everyone agrees that the tanai means nothing. They're fully married. He has to sleep with her and he has to take care of her physically. All of that, 100%, that everyone agrees has to be there. The share and the ksus, the money for the food and the clothes. One opinion of Yehud in the Brisa say, you know what? B'davah shem amalon t'no kayim, and in fact he won't owe her any money, he doesn't have to take care of her, he doesn't have to buy her clothing, etc. Okay, machlokas in the Gemara. The question that the Ramban and the Rashba are dealing with is what exactly the pshat in that halacha, in that shita is. Why is it that by Yedavah Sheba Mamon to know Kayim? How does that work? Okay, so let's take a look now at a machlokes between Ramban and a Rashba. Ramban says over here like this, V'li Nira Taima. What it seems to me the reason is as follows. The Kol Masna Masha Kosev Bator, the Tano Bato. And the reason why in general the Tanai doesn't exist, doesn't stand when you make a Tanai against the Torah, is Mishum the Kol Tanai, the Ka'okar Leila Maisa, Lav Tanayu. Any Tanai that's going to go against the action, the result, he's going to explain as he goes along, doesn't count. If you're saying, I'm making a Tanai, that you don't have any claims on me for X, Y, and Z, Hariyad Mekudeshes Li, I'm marrying you with those conditions, Cholo HaKidushin. The kiddushin itself is going to be binding. That we're married no matter what. Shematzol makom machul. The kiddushin has its place to take effect. Because after all, it's possible to fulfill the condition and not give her whatever it is. But since the kiddushin takes effect, it doesn't take effect only halfway. There's no such thing as being half married. This is not the same as other areas where if you don't fulfill the condition, it's batel. You'll see if you look around that what I'm saying is right. We're not going to focus so much on that paragraph, but the next paragraph is important. And again, since we're running late, I'm taking the liberty to hone in on the lines that are going to be relevant to us here. The alpha guy, but the momentum was something important about the halachas of Tanayim, but again, not really for right now. Therefore, gav the hocha gav a share ksus for ona biyada limcho. Says the Ramban as follows. Now let's read the inside a little bit more careful together. Now, even though when it comes a time to when it comes to the areas of share ksus for ona, she would have the right to say, but I don't care. Kevin to omer la manas. If he's saying this is the condition, command the omer la. It's like he's saying a manas shalomi chayiv lo share ksus for ona dummy. Now it's like he's saying, I'm making a condition, we're married on the condition I don't have these obligations, but he does. The Torah says you have to pay those things. But if he was to come to the girl and say, similar to what we've had in our Gemara, I'm marrying you, I understand what the rules of the Torah are, I just want you to be mochel, then to know, okay, and that's there. Domi l'maydi amrino and in Makos, it's like our Gemara. Al menash lo tishmetenu shviyas, the mifaginim b'gemara, the Gemara differentiates. Ben omer al menash shlo tishmetenu shviyas, that is not binding. Ben al menash shlo tishmetenu bashviyas, that is binding. Remeir in the Gemara argues and says, al menash she'elo chalai lav klumu. If you go to the girl and say, I'm marrying you with a condition you can't claim, she'er ksus or ona, that's a zero. El im ken yimchal, unless she expressly is mochel. The lav kol kminei shelo yischayivu. It's not up to the man to be making rules. You can't come along and say, I'm marrying you, but Reb Yehuda, this is the main line in the Ramban now, who says that such a condition does work, Sabri, he feels, the yodo lomer, listen carefully to this formulation, it's within his hands to say, shelo yischayiv lo, that I'm not being obligated. He has the right. Sherei mochel, if she wants to be mochel, fine. When it comes to monetary things, he or she has the right to say, we just don't care. The Torah is only obligating you to take on those responsibilities if the people want. But things that are not monetary issues, that's a totally different story, because that's, as Ramban explains in the last line, that's the main point of the marriage, is the ishus, is the relations that are there, the physical side of the relationship, and you can't take that away, etc. What did the Ramban just say? I know we read it quickly, but the last line is what's important. What was the Ramban's bottom line over here? Why, when it comes to monetary matters, can a person say, I'm just not doing it? If the girl doesn't want it, very good. Well, the Torah is saying this is what we want you to do, but for whose benefit?
For her.
For her. If she comes along and says, then you have to do it. In other words, what the Ramban said very, very simply over here is, the dynamic of why Rabbi Yehuda would hold, you can make a tanai in a monetary area against the Torah, is plain and simple, it's for your benefit. If you want to not take advantage of that benefit, you have a right to do that. Are you changing the rules? I'm changing the rules. Am I allowed to change the rules? I'm allowed to change the rules. Well, if she doesn't care, what are you making me come along and pay for something that she doesn't want and doesn't care about anyway? Now the Rashba over here, we've got to go a little bit quick. I'm going to hold on questions for another couple of minutes. The Rashba over here comes along and says something very, very different. The Rashba says as follows. I'm not even going to read the entire thing inside because we really do need a time. Jump up to page 21 for a second and go one to three lines, excuse me, down in the Rashba. He says, Reb Yehuda Savar. Okay? Reb Yehuda, again, is the name that holds that when you're making conditions on monetary matters against the halachas of the Torah, they're binding. He holds, the lav din she'er, the din ona'a ka'amar. Yehuda says, when you make a condition, al menas, that there's no ona like we had in our Gemara. Al menas, that I don't owe you the food or the clothing. That's not what you're saying. Ela mechilas mamon yesh kan. All we really have is, as he's about to explain, a request for a mechila. Kilomer, meaning, shetimcho li mamon ha'ona sheyesh locha alai. I'm asking you, do you mind being mochil? The money that I'm overcharging you. I know I'm overcharging. You know I'm overcharging. You don't really owe me that money. They still would have been bought there. Can you pay me anyway? Or do you mind being mochel me? the money for the clothing or for the food that I might have had to pay you. Umamo nitan hula mechila. Money can always be forgiven. You can always be mochel on money. You can always say, you know what? Yeah, keep it. I don't really care. It's okay. It's okay. I'm being mochel what you owe me. According to the Rashba, okay, what do we just say? Let's just summarize. It's not that the person has a right to change the dinim, as the Ramban says. It's not the point that, well, the Torah is only doing it for your benefit. You don't care what the heck. I don't have to pay if you don't care. What's going on according to the Rashba? What's the Tanai? A request for mechila. The person wants to be mochel. I don't have to pay them. Fine. I don't have to come along and pay them. Very, very important. Let's come back to us over here right now and see how that discussion might play in a little bit to the machlokas that we had over here in our Gemara. Okay? I come along, and I say, Al menash lo tishmeteini bashvius. Let's use this example. Okay? It's a monetary, okay, Shemitah's Kesafim is clearly a monetary issue. Okay? According to the Torah, the loveh, the guy who borrows the money, does not have to pay back. Okay? But they made it tonight. Al menash lo tishmiteini b'shviyas, the mouth is going to demand his money. Okay? And the loveh agrees to such a thing. Now, what's happening over there not tonight? If the idea is similar to that of the Ramban, similar to that of the Rashba, let's start over the Rashba Shita. Let's start over the Ramban Shita. If the idea is that the person has the right to change the dinam of the Torah, okay, we understand then the dynamic. Al menashlo tishmiteini bashviyas. I said this the wrong way. Let's work with the ksos first. I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible. What was the ksos achoshin? He scratched that. I did that wrong again. The Beis Yosef Chiddush. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just get this down pat. Last time, just make sure I'm saying this right so we don't confuse you again. Yeah, the Beis Yosef Chiddush. The Beis Yosef pshat over here was what? What's the reason why, according to the Rambam, the person has to pay the money in Amanash Lo Tishmeteini Bashvi? It's according to the Beis Yosef. Huh? Like I borrowed, and he says, you know what, I don't really mind. I'm going to be paying back whatever it is. Okay? I'm going to be paying back whatever it is. Now you stop and you look at that. Okay? Is that what we would call a mechila? Am I being mochel the money to him?
Yeah. No.
No, because what's mechila? Huh? Mechila is that I'm telling the person who's supposed to be paying me, right? Don't bother paying me back. I'm being mochel money that's given to me. When I'm coming along and agreeing, I'm saying that, you know what, I'm going to be paying back no matter what, right? I'm not being mochel you the money. Adar, I'm paying you money, right? The vatron, I'm paying you money that I don't owe you in the slightest bit. Right? So, amenash lo tishmeteini b'shviyas. According to the Rashba's understanding, there's a mechila, doesn't fit in so well over here, okay? Perhaps that's the reason, the idea, okay, behind the Beis Yosef. How does the Beis Yosef learn the pshat in why it is that the person, why does according to the Ram that I owe the person the money back? What was the Beis Yosef's pshat?
Because you were willing to.
I'm willing to be mevatir. Because according to the angle that the Beis Yosef is taking, the classic idea, al-menas, that in a money agreement, right? Al-menas, that I'm going to change halacha to the Torah. So that already, whatchamacallit, that already is not going to be a classic kind of a mechila. The ksosis shat, right? What was the ksosis shat over here? I'm being mechayeg myself to a debt that I don't owe in the slightest bit. Also, the same exact thing. The mechila is not going to make any sense in this kind of a contest. I'm not being mochil anything. But what am I doing? What am I doing? Right? Creating a new kind of a debt. If you want to learn like the Ramban, which is what the Ramban is learning like, that I have a right to change the dinim of the Torah, that's where the Beis Yosef is coming from. What did the Beis Yosef say? What's amenash lo tishmeteini b'shviyas? I have the right to change the halacha of the Torah. In a davar shibam moment, in a monetary arrangement, I have the right to come along and say, does the Torah say Shemitah cancels? It does say Shemitah cancels, but I have the right to come along and say, I'm paying back anyway. The Torah says I don't have to. That's right, but I just don't care. Right, so that machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban fits in very smoothly, if you want to use such a term, with the machlokes between the Ksos and the Beis Yosef, how to understand the Shita of the Rambam over here. Now, the Rashba is taking the line of Mechila, okay, fits in better with the Pshat of the Ksos. Why? Mechila is not going to work at all, right? Over here. I'm not being mochel money that I have. What am I doing? I'm being mechayim myself to a new debt. The Rashba, who classically learned that any Dovish of a moment tonight, right, is a, what do you call it? Is a, excuse me, the Ramban who learned that any Dovish of a moment tonight is just, or the Chesh, I shouldn't say just, the Chiddush of a Dovish of a moment tonight is that I have the ability to change the halakos. That's smooth with the Beis Yosef. What am I doing? Saying, I know the Torah says I don't have to pay back, I'm paying back anyway. Right? There's no new chiv that's coming about. I'm just doing what I had to do. What I had to do when I borrowed the money. I, the Torah, cancels it. Right, but we changed the rules. We had changed the rules around. Okay, very, very quickly, and then we're done. We're not even going to spend time doing it. All of this, though, creates a very important nafkamin over here, brought out by Rabbi Kiva Eger on our what it called on our sugya. Okay, we have as follows. What we've really done over here, okay, if you stop and think about it, is pointed out that there is a seems to be a machlokas as to whether or not the idea of almanash shelo tishmitani shviyat is an actual form of tanai or not. Okay, what do I mean by that? First, when you have a tanai, you know there are halachas that govern a tanai. What are the classic rules about tanayim? In order for tanai to be binding, the first rule you have to have is, huh? So what's the, are you familiar with this at all? B'nai Gadol, B'nai Reuven, the rules of a Tanayim?
Yeah.
If I said the word Tanai Kafel, does that ring a bell to anybody?
No.
Okay, then before we do this quick, we're picking up with this tomorrow again. The last couple of things that I don't want to be mochel on this as opposed to tomorrow's shir as well. We're going to pick up very, very quickly the beginning of tomorrow, finishing up with the sugyas over here, but we don't have time for right now. I apologize about the time.
Ready to